This is for the players.
I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Saunders.
And this is For The Players, the pop culture's PlayStation podcast.
Keep going.
With over 40 years of playing PlayStation and 8 plus years in the games media, combined with what we throw a hat into the ring and join that PlayStation conversation.
This PlayStation conversation happens every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and 8 a.m. on iTunes and the other podcast services.
I don't have any bodily noises, sorry.
If you'd like to be a part of future conversations, please join us on Facebook, join us on Discord, comment below. If you're feeling generous, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/popculture. Head over there, check out the tiers. Might be something there that interests you.
And if you are a Patreon supporter, you can join us as we record this live with a special little exclusive Patreon link that comes straight into your inbox. And if you want, you can also buy shirts and stuff, you know, popculturist.com/shop, things that and that and all the things with the things on them. And we are on Twitch at twitch.tv/thepopculturists.
It's getting really warm in here.
Man, we're starting to get that summer action
it's
going on.
It's
going to
be 24 today.
Yeah.
Celsius, for those of you elsewhere.
Yeah.
Which is quite warm.
The real temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah, like remember, was it last year? When we used to do a lot more recordings in here and it was like 40 something degrees and like a Saturday. I'm like, it's 24.
With the salad bowl lights. Just reflecting off the sweat.
Yeah. I remember being pretty good because we've got like the, we do have a little air conditioner thing that stands in here that I've not moved since last summer.
Mm. I was just eyeing it off. I'm like,
You can turn it on if you want.
No, then I've got to plug it in. It's not worth it. Maybe halfway through.
We'll see how we go. How you been, man?
I haven't played a game this week.
Yeah, because you're in the school holidays?
I just haven't played a game. I mean, I finished Final Fantasy Pocket Edition like last Saturday, after we recorded.
Did you still have any idea what was going on?
No. But the last chapter was so fucking cool that I went and bought the actual game from EB for $14, which bumped me up a level in tiers with the EB card.
Oh, so now this is on the level 4?
Yeah, I'm on level 4. And I played it probably about 6 hours at the moment. But the last chapter of Pocket Edition was so cool. I was like, this is really fucking cool. And then I was like YouTubing the actual scenes with proper graphics and not this chibi shit. I'm like, this is really fucking cool, and I feel like I should play this properly again.
So you didn't like the action.
Yeah, that's when I was like, you know, where's my turn-based combat? But the combat's actually really good. It is. I was just in that mindset back then, like they're fucking with my Final Fantasies, and I don't like it, and yada yada. But the combat's really good, and it's really smooth and fluid and all that. So I played it for probably about 5 hours new. But I'm probably going to jump into my old save, which is about 35 hours in.
Very cool.
And go from there. But other than that, I haven't played anything.
So you're not concerned about forgetting where you're up to or where your path was?
Because the Pocket Edition follows all the story beats. So I'll load up my old save and be like, oh, okay, well, I know what's happened up to this point because I just played it the Pocket Edition. Yeah, but I haven't played anything else.
Yeah.
I've been reading comics. It feels good.
Yeah,
I like it. I've read the Court of Owls.
I'm gonna trade that window.
Okay. I've read the Court of Owls trade, and we know like Scott Snyder's Batman run with New 52 was arguably one of the best runs ever for the character.
Correct.
And I think Court of Owls is even better the second time through because you start before the owls are revealed
sort of
as being
real.
Yeah, before the owls are actually revealed as yes, they're real. Like you can see it in the imagery, like, you know, owl statues adorning certain buildings in the background and you're like, all the signs are there.
Mm.
And it even makes you want to like go to like the older Scott Snyder stuff and look for references there. And there are. In his older books there are just like owls kind of scattered throughout his older books and you're like, fuck, he's been playing the long game with this. And the payoff's really cool. Like, The Court of Owls is such a good book.
Mm.
So I've read Trade 1 and 2 of the New 52 Batman run. It's good. I finally watched Justice League.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was okay.
It's fine.
It was fine. It's not like...
It's slightly better than BVS.
Yeah. I mean, I watched BVS again as well.
Yeah.
I actually...
Did you watch the theatrical cut or the extended
cut?
The
extended cut.
The extended cut completely changes
like,
that
I finished
movie.
Watching BVS the other night and I was like, I really don't mind this movie. Like, this is, I like this.
Yeah, but it's the extended cut, man. The extended cut adds some things that give it context.
I've watched the extended cut before. Mm. I don't know. Like, yeah, it's not a great movie, but it is also, I think, a big victim of that internet echo chamber. Just finding something to shit on and just shitting it into the ground.
Suicide Squad's still bad, though.
Suicide Squad's fucking horrible. Justice League, I think Justice League is worse than Batman v Superman.
Really?
Yeah. I liked Batman v Superman. Like, on this watch through, I was like, I like this. I like the slower pace. Mm. I like the long game setup instead of, like, you know, just trying to rush things. I liked it. I like the original Steppenwolf design too at the end of BVS. I hated what we got in Justice League.
Yeah, I agree.
Is Ben Kingsley as Steppenwolf?
No.
No? Because Ben Kingsley was credited to be in the movie. Like, where the fuck is he then? Is he Steppenwolf?
Maybe he's the voice of Steppenwolf?
Maybe. But yeah, I like, because at the end of BVS that you see Steppenwolf in the extended cut. You see Steppenwolf.
Yeah, and he's got a whole different head shape and shit.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, he looks pretty fucking cool. And then in Justice League, he's like just a humanoid with horns. I'm like, oh, that's shit.
Yeah.
I hate Ezra Miller as a Flash. I should rephrase. I don't hate him as the Flash. I hate the character they built for the Flash.
Mm.
As some, like...
I know this isn't PlayStation, but we've been waiting years for him to talk about fucking Justice League.
I don't give a fuck. I hate that he's just, like, some chicken shit scaredy boy.
Mm.
I don't like it. Like, that's not... I don't think that's ever... who the Flash has been characterized as. I get it, like, he's just starting, and, like, but it goes further than that, where he's, like, he's almost like an incel. Like, he's just, he's like, he's not an incel's on the right, but he's like, I'm scared of bugs. I don't like bugs. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
They're giving him almost, like...
They made it in the comic relief.
Yeah, they're
which is fine, because the Flash... It can be a pretty funny guy.
But they've also tried to drop in some, like, high-functioning autism traits and stuff.
Yeah, he's, like, really, like, twitchy, and he's like, he's scared of this. That's my chair. Scared of that. You're in my favourite chair. Like Sheldon.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing. And it's just, that's just never who the Flash has been. And, you know, Aquaman has all these one-liners. It's like, oh, that's a bit lame.
I still like Momoa,
I like Momoa. That's the thing. Who they've cast as the characters, I think, is very, very good. But the writing of the characters, I'm like, this is just... Have you read any of the books with who these characters are supposed to be? Because this is just not it. For Aquaman, I can't speak
We're about to have a James.
I can't speak much for Cyborg, because I...
Millie!
Hey, buddy.
Hi, buddy. But yeah,
he knows he's not allowed in here, doesn't he? That's why he's got that.
You got that sneaky face on.
Yeah, who they've cast is really good for all the characters, I think. But yeah, the writing of the characters is just not who they're supposed to be, and it bugs me.
Yeah,
I liked Wonder Woman's arc, where she's like, "I've always been like a follower, and like you're asking me to be a leader, and I don't know how to do that." But at the end, she like becomes the leader. I'm like, "That's cool. I like that." And like Superman coming back was a bit meh.
Yeah.
I think, because he's like, oh, I'm confused and angry. Where are we? Wait, no, I'm not. And then he shows up at the opportune time to, like, you know, just in time to save the day. But the post-credits race scene was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That little, like, you know.
There's a new Aquaman trailer dropped this week, speaking of Momoa. I haven't watched it yet, because apparently it tells you there's a whole movie in, like, 3.5 minutes. But Aquaman is rocking the yellow and green.
Yeah. I thought he was in Justice League.
No, it was just a suit. They give him the full...
The suit, he had the colour.
Mm, but like, they give him the, like, green pants. We're talking the legit, the cuffs, everything. Okay. Little booties.
Yeah.
All of it.
Cool. Do you want
to... Yeah. Millie! yeah. So, in terms of, like, I haven't watched Justice League this week. What have I done this week? I've played a lot of WWE 2K18. I played it at work on Wednesday. That was awesome. Kicked the shit out of Paris. Then Paris kicked the shit out of me.
Mm.
And then we did play it again last night. So we're recording this on the Sunday. We normally record on a Saturday. But yeah. Oh no, that's a disapproving look from Mummy.
Uh oh.
You know you're not supposed to be in here, buddy.
Yeah, it's Mum. She's come to get you.
Can you go to Mummy?
Only if you carry me there. Only if you carry me there.
Wait 1 second. Ugh. Ow.
The betrayal in the eyes of a child. Bye.
My wife went to the toilet for like a 30 seconds. He's like, bleh, and beeline straight here. Yeah, so I played some WWE 2K18 with the idea of getting myself hyped for the Super Showdown, which was last night, time of recording. Mm. The thing was fucking awesome. So much fun, man. Like, it, as an adult now, like, it's better.
Yeah.
It's actually better now.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're watching, you're like, hey, I know that's fake, but that's fucking impressive.
Yeah. You look at it with a different lens.
Yeah.
And, like, when someone's doing a promo and they're really fucking good at it, you're like, this guy's really good on the, like, microphone.
Yeah, they're doing well.
Yeah. But then when someone's really bad on the mic, you're like, oh.
Mm.
But not for like, oh, you're a bad guy. It's like, oh, you were just not comfortable with this at the moment.
Well, yeah. Like, so following up on the storyline we talked about, I think maybe last week, it was the AJ and Samoa Joe fight. Samoa Joe's was at AJ's house, being like, I'm going to punch your whole family. Yeah. I'm going to punch him so good. Yeah. It's like, so they got to the ring and
like, got like Styles on the mailbox.
Yeah, yeah. That was exactly it. Yeah, so they had their big fight, their big no disqualifications, nothing. It was just open, right?
They're good.
They're
good wrestlers.
Bonkers, man. Yeah. It was so good.
Yeah.
Like my favorite part in that whole fight was... Samoa allegedly popped his knee out. Right, it was fine. He got thrown into a table and allegedly bunged his knee, even though the knee he hit the table with was his other knee. We didn't think too much about it. Mm-hmm. So he's just pounding on his knee. And the ref's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And AJ just grabs the ref and goes, all right, cool, just go over there. And just literally just scoots him out of the ring. And then just goes back
in. There's no disqualifications. Yeah,
just goes back in there and beats the piss out of him. It was so good.
Who won?
AJ. Stomped him. Stomped him.
He's on the cover of WWE 2K.
Yeah. And then there was the other guy, the Australian dude, Buddy Murphy, came in and like he's one of the what's the low end guys, the
NXT.
No, the 205s. There's a new thing.
The lightweights.
The lightweights. Yeah, yeah.
Cruiserweight.
Thank you. Yeah. So him and another guy did like you know all the cool shit the cruiserweights can do,
yeah.
And it was like, and he's from Melbourne, so it was even better again. Yeah, and then the big main event with Undertaker and Triple H, fucking fantastic! Like
it's more of a spectacle fight.
Yeah,
there's nothing technical about it. It's just it is these two legends like doing. And their thing. It was,
and yeah, and they had Kane and they had Shawn Michaels on the side. So, is literally some of the defining 20 wrestlers.
Years ago,
yeah,
the Attitude Era stuff.
Yeah, and it was really really cool. And like, fuck, like Taker looks old, but
he's great.
Yeah,
he dyes everything before a pay-per-view. Otherwise, he's white.
Triple H looks mean.
Yeah.
Mean. Yeah. Like, he still looks like he'd fuck you up in an alleyway.
He would. He'd fuck anyone.
So, it was really fun to watch them fight that way because, like, you know, with Taker being as big as he is, he's become a bit lumbering and stuff. Triple H is still tank, but, like, it was just, like... The way that we explained it with Craig and I
like
was
Kratos versus a troll.
Yeah, holy shit! The opening of God of War. Yeah. No, it's like two elephants fighting. It's slow, it's lumbering, but someone's getting fucked up, and that's pretty much what happened. Mm. And that was amazing. But yeah, so the
and let me guess, Kane and Shawn Michaels didn't just stand at ringside the whole match, did they?
No, Kane just rocked. Kane went missing for a while. Whatever happened to Kane? And out of nowhere, he just fucking chokeslammed Shawn Michaels from the side.
Oh yeah.
Because like Sean kept getting in and out and being annoying.
Yeah.
And then he's like, nah, fuck that. I think they're trying to like bring him back.
Who?
Shawn Michaels.
Oh.
Looking at what they're doing, he seems to be getting really.
How many retirements can a bloke have?
That's true. But yeah, then afterwards we jumped into 2K18 and we did the Taker versus Undertaker. Sorry, Taker versus Triple H, but you know, Hell in a Cell and stuff. Like this jacket up to a 9. And
they fought at the first WrestleMania I watched. WrestleMania 17 was Taker and Triple H as the co-main event.
So that was the thing. Apparently, they like Taker won every time.
Taker hasn't. Well, he has now
against Triple H.
No, Taker lost to.
No. But as in the two of them, that rivalry spans 22 years or whatever it was. And Triple H has never won.
Yeah.
And technically, he won this. He won by tap out. By pin.
I was gonna say tap out. I don't think Undertaker has ever tapped.
No, yeah, it wasn't tap out. It was by pin. And mind you, it was a no disqualification match as well. The best one of side things. It's like end of match, no disqualifications. Taker looks at the woman and then goes. It looks back at him. He's like, yeah.
What?
Because he's COO, right? It's all up to him.
Who is?
With Triple H being COO, like it's up to him. The decision maker, the decision of how a fight goes is up to him.
Okay.
This was just supposed to be a match. And then as the announcer's gone, it's no disqualification. The Taker goes, oh, fuck. All right, you ready? And he's like, I'm ready. I was like, oh, shit. And they got gnarly. There was chairs. The sledgehammer came out. Oh, it was fucking dope. But yeah, the hype of that plus playing 2K18 has got me pretty keen. I'm going to talk to 2K on Monday. Let's see if we can get 2K19 and play that. Yeah, it's just some silly fun. Like, it's opened up a...
it's just dumb fun.
Yeah, it's opened up a brand new dumb fun. It's hard... Yeah, it's, as I was saying before the show, it's hard to believe in me at my 30s, almost at my 30s, and I'm like, fuck, wrestling's cool.
But that's the main demographic.
Yeah.
At, like, 30-plus is the main demographic, not kids, because 30-plus are the ones who did grow up with, like, the Attitude Era and all that. And sure, you might lapse for a while, but everyone comes back to check it out again at some point.
I'm glad I made the decision, like... It was a really cool night. I'm bummed you couldn't come, but you know, you have to look after your boy, and I get that. But it was a really, like, it's one of those events that you don't do by yourself. It's better with other people, and it was a lot of fun.
Pay-per-view is always fun to watch.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that it's live.
There's another one this month.
Yeah.
There's like one of the
Because this wasn't a pay-per-view. As in, it wasn't not one of their big pay-per-views. It was just an event in Melbourne that they aired on TV.
Sort of.
They gave it a name.
Yeah. 70,000 people.
Yeah.
They pretty much sold out the G.
Yeah.
Bonkers. They'll be back.
And everyone's like, oh, you know, dude, it's folk and all that. They sold out the G. I mean.
Yeah.
Like.
Beautiful.
Did the footy sell out the G?
No.
No. I mean, if Geelong was in it, probably, maybe. Like, it was Collingwood and West Coast. But, I don't know.
Well, two Melbourne teams, maybe. But,
it's still the most popular show on a Monday night in America. And it has been for like 25 years.
WWE SSD, which was the tag that was trending last night, like that was number one. Yes, buddy.
Pretty sure he's outside.
No,
G holds 100 cases, Paul.
I think he's outside. Sorry, my son's just yelling at me now randomly.
It's just fun to shit on. It's just fun to shit on football.
Yeah,
I find that fun.
I assume, like I said, I think it's sold out in the terms of like the 100K probably includes all the boxes and all the. The members stands and shit, which I'm sure they didn't use for the match.
Speaking of, I've got a UFC match to watch today, so we kind of need.
Oh yeah, cool. And I also played This Is the Police too. It's awesome. It's pretty much the same, but they've just added more cool stuff to it. So it now has almost like an XCOM setup.
Okay.
So there are some particular like missions where you have to go in and control each individual police officer. So you know when we would send someone and they'd come back dead.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, but this time you killed them. Like, you chose the actions that made them die, and that's brutal. Fucking fun. Damn fun game.
Yeah.
What time's the fight?
One.
Ah.
So I need to, like,
Yeah, very cool.
I need to go to the shops beforehand as well.
Can't join you.
Need to buy sausages.
Ooh, nice. James, Millie, and I are off to see Paw Patrol in the cinemas.
Woohoo! Yep, I'll be watching two blokes beat the fuck out of each other.
I'm watching Paw Patrol. But anyway, yes, so that's what we've been playing this week and a bunch of other shit we've been watching, apparently. And now we're heading into the section called Inform the Players. We tell you the PlayStation news that happened this week.
Number one of fans' longest and most requested PlayStation Network features may finally be arriving soon, for the 17th time we've heard that statement. Kotaku reports that multiple anonymous developers of multiple PlayStation games have informed the site that the ability for PlayStation Network users to change their usernames is coming soon. Three different individuals from three different game studios have apparently spent the last several months fixing and adjusting settings to make their games compatible with new feature. Meanwhile, a fourth individual shared a photo of an internal Sony document displaying the option to edit username.
Sorry, I've got...
I'm sure they can hear it.
If you can hear my son, he's sitting outside the window of the room. We opened it because it's a bit warm in here. And it's almost like at The Simpsons. You know, Flanders versus Daddy.
I still don't believe it's happening.
I don't know. Every time I hear
it's every year. It's, you know, it's coming now. Oh, wait, this has happened. It's coming now.
Every time I hear it, the less I'm inclined to believe it's happening. Mm. Luckily for me, it's not too much of an issue. You know, my PSN is Betson in capital letters. If anything, I'd like to make it capital B, lowercase Etson. Like, that's probably the only change that I would do. But...
Let me change my name. I hate these five lowercase
yeah,
letters.
So like my like thankfully my name's not like Bong Ripper, you know, or anything yeah. like that. So yeah.
Puss Smash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2003. Yeah, Anus. It was A-N-O-O-S.
A-N-O-O-S. Anus.
Anus 420.
Anus Liquor.
L-I-K-U-R. Like, hey.
I'm still just, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, look, it's that I don't get me wrong, I do, part of me does think they've been working on it for a while.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Or they've been trying to do it.
Yeah, it hasn't just been neglect.
Yeah.
But when it comes from their mouth and I see the option on my screen to change my name, that's when I'll believe it. Even if Sony come out next week and go, it's done, we'll be rolling it out soon. No, it's not. Until I see it on my PlayStation and I actually do it, I don't believe a thing. Because I've been burnt before. But then, as I was saying beforehand, even if the option comes up, I'll spend 3 months trying to figure out what I want to change my name to.
Mm.
Like, half my Skyrim playtime is deciding a name for my character. And I've played, like, 700 hours.
See, that's why I always put, I'm just like, Bethan.
Yeah.
And Lazy.
I've been going with Joshua for a while now. But you know what I mean. Picking a name is, it's serious business.
It is very, very serious.
Number two, I'm going to pretty much summarize it. The original author of the Witcher series books, Andrzej Sapkowski, has officially demanded further compensation from CDPR, developers of highly successful Witcher games based on his work. So originally, the deal was that there's a lot of back and forth about he said, she said at the moment. So people are, of course, flocking to CDPR's defense, but there's a lot of he said, she said going on right now. So apparently the original deal was, instead of getting royalties, he took a lump sum, but he's saying the original contract was for the first Witcher game, not for the whole franchise. So they owe him royalties for the rest of it.
So they're going to have to go into some semantics on the paper.
Apparently, CDPR saying, no, that's not how it happened. It was all three games. But we haven't seen anything yet. However, there is a law in Poland for this exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
Article 44 of Poland's Act on Copyright and Related Rights, which states, quote, in the event of a gross discrepancy between remuneration of the author and the benefits of the acquirer of the author's economic rights of the license, the author may request court for a due increase of his or her remuneration. So it's basically saying, you sold it for a lump sum, but at that time, no one could have known that this franchise would make $500 million and you took $100K. That's a big discrepancy and you are entitled to more. That's what the law is there for.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good law. I mean,
that's actually a really good law.
Everyone's shitting on this guy. And I'm like, he created this fucking universe. Like, have a little bit of respect, yeah? And anyone shitting on him in his situation will be doing the exact fucking same thing.
Oh, man, I would be
like, there
so
is
butthurt.
No question anyone going, this guy's just a scummer and he made the wrong decisions, so he should fucking live with it. No, because if you were doing that and you sold something for $10,000 that you created and then you see the person you sold it to making tens of millions, you'd be like, I feel like I deserve some of that.
Like, it is a little weird.
I get it.
Yeah, I think the weirdness comes from around the timing. Like, that game came out how many years ago?
Witcher 3.
Four years ago. So it is a little odd for him to come now, but I think that's the issue. I think the majority of people have the issue with the timing. Whether it be good, I think his grounds are valid, and I'd very much like him to see him get his, you know.
See, everyone looks at it from the lens of like the Western laws, and you know, in America, you know, you sign a contract, that's the end of it.
Freedom, you fuck people.
Fucking, you know, all that. But it's not in America. It's in Poland, where this is not exactly a rare occurrence. Like, there's a law for it. So he's well within his grounds to be like, hey, I feel like I deserve a little bit more from this. And there's a
and
law.
And I think CD Projekt Red can fork out that money.
Of course they can. They haven't said yes or no, but there's a lot of back and forth. Like, the contract said this. No, the contract said that. Whatever the case is. I don't know. I feel like I'd totally be like, there's a law that says I can get more money from my IP, so I'm going to try to get more money from my, I mean.
Yeah.
Anyone would do the same thing. Anyone would do the same
thing. I would do the same thing.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see how it plays out, I guess. Because there always seems to be like some lawsuit or something.
Well, see, it's this weird line. Like, CD Projekt Red has always had really good, like,
they've had good fanfare,
yeah,
but a lot of stories from people that used to work there are very different. Saying it's
that's
not
the problem.
A fun place
that's
to
where
work.
I was going. They have a very good public persona is probably the wrong word, public image.
Yeah.
And it'd be interesting to see whether this would alter, whether they deny the man or whether they cave.
Well, it seems like the internet wants them to deny the man. Because the internet seems to be as a whole, fuck this guy. CDPR are like, you know, gods amongst game developers. So fuck this guy for trying to get money from them. But a lot of stories are, you know, CDPR maybe isn't such a great place to actually work. Which is irrelevant to this case entirely. But
no, but it's a character piece. Yeah.
We'll see. Sony has seemingly revealed two of the free PS4 titles for its PlayStation lineup for November extremely early, and they are Yakuza Kiwami and Bulletstorm Full Clip Edition. On the official PS Plus page, both the games, the remasters, appeared with November free PS4 games. So they might have maybe accidentally uploaded it early.
Big ol' accident.
Because I don't think it's still up. They're pretty good games.
Yeah, Kiwami is pretty dope.
Yeah, and Bulletstorm looks fun.
Bulletstorm was fun
on the
PS3.
I've heard it's gotten shit. I've never played it, and I've heard the full clips. I know, like, Jim Sterling shit on it and stuff. But to me, it looked fun, I think.
It's stupid. It's so stupid.
Dumb, stupid fun.
Yeah. Like, it's exactly what it is.
Slow-mo punching people in the air and then,
just
like,
kicking.
Rap. Yeah, all that stuff. I think it looks fun. But it might have been a whoopsie.
It may have been, but I'm making
it's definitely
so
more official than my Neo and Diablo 3 prediction this time. Thanks, Reddit. It appears the 25 remaining employees left behind after Telltale's recent mass layoffs have also been reportedly let go as well. Following the studio's unfortunate layoffs on September 21, it was previously reported that a small crew would remain to work on additional engagements and products still in the studio's docket. Now, according to narrative designer Rachel Knoll's tweets, it looks like the skeleton crew, as the last few employees have been referred to, have now been laid off as well. The few left to complete the work the studio contractually obligated to complete have apparently all been let go without severance, as the first wave of employees were, though that's all we know at this point. Telltale hasn't released any official statements on all that. What the fuck is going on?
And apparently they're in the process of organizing a class action lawsuit, because following laws, there is actually a law in California along the lines of that you have in order
you have to give a month if you,
you
know.
I think it's 60 days notice or something, right?
Yes, something like that.
Something like that. 60 days notice, but if they don't have the funds to then pay them out, like, what are they going to do? I don't know. It's fucking chaos.
Well, the law is that, but there is a clause in the law that if you were in the business of making financial arrangements, then that doesn't apply to you. And apparently Telltale were having talks with, I think, Paramount or something, some AMC, about securing funding. So therefore, because
AMC are the people that do Walking Dead on TV.
So because that talk was in the works to get funding, they didn't technically have to tell any of the employees they might be getting sacked. But then that funding fell through, which doomed the business. Now, as far as like paying, because they obviously have no money, so they can't just fork out everyone's severance. But I would imagine it would be like, well, the games you put out will continue to sell into the future. So that kind of goes into like, you know, as the sales come through, money kind of gets given to everyone.
Ideally.
But they could also just go, we're bankrupt. And
they kind of have to go.
But it still fucking sucks for everyone involved. Yeah. Quick bits. Dreams will run at 60 frames.
Unless you break it.
Have VR support and still have a beta this year. Warner Brothers will distribute Cyberpunk 2077 in America. Don't know about apparently Bandai in Europe and all that. Rockstar dropped a second Red Dead trailer. Exclusive content will just be costumes, a horse, and a gun. Wow. And Kingdom Hearts, the story so far. 9-game compilation coming to PS4 on October 30 for $40. Includes every game, every spin-off, and the movie.
So the dream stuff's interesting in the sense that, yeah, it's like, hey, it'll run at 60 unless you poorly optimize your level. Like, motherfucker, you're the dev. Fix that shit.
No, but in dreams, you're the dev.
Yeah, that's dumb.
No, I don't mind it. Because that'll really help weed out who's doing good shit and who doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
That's true.
Because the game is a game maker. So it is like, this is what it's like to make a game. You have to optimize your shit or it's going to be garbage. Yeah. It's going to be bad. So I think it's... I like how it's shaping up. I will never play it.
No. Apparently there's been a beta announced every year for the last 3 years. So yeah.
Still says that we'll have a beta this year, so we'll see. The exclusive content for Red Dead is just fucking trash.
Yeah, it's a horse, a gun, and a jacket. So, like, whoopty fucking.
Like, they're really kind of stretching it at this point. Like, you hear exclusive content, you think, you know.
I need to blow my nose, but yes, go on.
An area, or like Destiny had an exclusive strike for PlayStation, and Rockstar are just like, here's a jacket and a pistol. And it's like, well, this isn't really. It's not really anything special. It's just garbage. I can't picture anyone sitting at home that will be like, oh, I really want that jacket 30 days early. Fuck Xbox, I'm going to buy a PlayStation because I want that horse skin. Dumb. Dumb. I hate it. Did you watch the gameplay trailer? The second one?
Fuck yeah, I did.
I thought you were like stepping back.
Yeah.
You've fallen into the hype.
I fell in.
Yeah, okay.
I'm super keen for the game anyway. But I fell in like, because it was it wasn't a trailer in the traditional sense. It was one of those explanation trailers similar to the last one. So, hey, here are some things we're implementing in this game. And that's the stuff that interests me.
Like the Cyberpunk gameplay trailer.
Exactly.
You see, at this point, you can either blood, 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 blood.
And it was a second one doing that. And I'm like, that's the shit that I want to know. Mm. And they showcase the first person mode, so you can play the entire game in first person, just like GTA 5.
Mm. The Kingdom Hearts thing is weird, because I looked at the games list and it's just...
There's nine of them.
Nine games. Insane. And a movie at the end. It's like, I really need to do all of this to know what the fuck is going on before number three.
It's all the thing that I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. There's Kingdom Hearts 1, Kingdom Hearts 2, Chains... of something.
X this and versus that.
365 over 4 and divided by 2 times
2.8 chapter 4 prologue.
Square root of 7. Final
Japan's
chapter prologue.
With their titlings. Yeah. And the top selling games for the week ending 30th of September, starting number 10, PlayStation hits The Last of Us, number 9, GTA 5, number 8, Detroit Become Human, number 7, God of War, number 6, Valkyria Chronicles 4, number 5, GT Sport, number 4, Shadow of the Tomb Raider, number 3, NBA 2K19, number 2, Spider-Man, number 1, FIFA 19.
Yeah.
The Last of Us still hanging in there.
Yeah.
God of War is on its way out, by the looks
of it. Well, how many people haven't played it yet, really?
Not many. I hate how FIFA's up there. Not because I hate sports games, but like we know that FIFA is like... the cash cow for EA with all the dirty shit they do. So it's like, oh.
Why? But this is launch week of FIFA. It'll be there forever.
I know, but you know what I mean? Like, it's like, clearly, like, it's only people kind of in it that understand what's actually happening with all this shit. And the casual player just doesn't know yet. Which is bad, because it's when, because the casuals are the masses. And when they click on, that's when real change will happen.
Mm.
But we're just not there.
No.
Yeah, that's it for the news, Ryan. As we have a chat to the player about a leaked Harry Potter RPG and what we want from it.
Yes.
Now,
so
originally, gameplay trailer leaked with an infuriating mouse cursor in the middle of the screen for the whole thing. Not a gameplay trailer; it was gameplay footage.
This is the information as it was upon release. So on Tuesday, there was clearly someone filming a screen of what was said to be a Harry Potter RPG. Apparently it was taken from a... what are they called? Where they sit down and everyone watches it and then they rate it at the end.
Focus group?
Apparently it was from a focus group and they were given details about Harry Potter in the actual article itself.
What a cunt. I mean, it's cool that it leaked, but I'm also like, you're a dick, man.
It's a little bit dicky, yeah. It's a little bit dicky. But let me just find the...
The rumours as they stand is that it's Rocksteady developing it,
well,
but
the rumours is more
not.
Around the idea of who works for WB.
Yeah.
And there are only two people that have done WB work, like that are kind of... could do it on this scale, is Rocksteady and Avalanche. Mm. And with Avalanche working on Rage 2... it's very unlikely.
Apparently, Avalanche has two studios, though.
Oh,
I think I read that. Anyway, it's obviously... well, from how I look at it, it's not fake. Because the game
so
is way too polished for it to be some fan thing.
All right, so here is the detail. So, set in the 19th century, so the 1800s, Wizardry World, this third-person open-world action RPG game centers around your character with unique abilities who has earned a late acceptance to Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. You are newly arrived fifth-year student to Hogwarts that demonstrates a latent gift for magic with a unique ability to crack and identify remnants of a potential ancient power. Upon arrival, strange events begin to materialize in the Forbidden Forest, and trouble begins to brew within the castle walls. Together with Professor Elza Figg, you embark on a journey through both familiar and never-before-seen locations to bring to light the truth behind these mysterious occurrences. On your quests, you will craft potions, master new spells, and discover fantastical beasts. You will battle dark wizards, goblins, and other supernatural enemies and uncover the truth about your destiny. The fate of the wizardry world lies in your hands.
So Paul says in the chat, this is Avalanche Software, not Studios. Studios does Rage, Mad Max, Just Cause, etc. Software is responsible for Disney Infinity.
Ah, thank you, sir.
Sounds fucking cool.
And it's got, it says, it features journey to Hogwarts to become one of 8 different wizard types. Experience Hogwarts, make new friends, uncover new secrets, and change the fate of the wizardry world.
I just need one spell.
Avada
Kedavra.
Experience a new magic system that creates countless possibilities to master magic. Freely explore the wizardry world for the first time. Choose your house and friends at Hogwarts and decide to pursue a path of good or evil. Create your own witch or wizard and experience an all new story separate from the books or films.
Well, I'm pretty sure the books and the films take place in the 1900s.
The
1970s or 80s or something.
It's the 90s.
A bit later. So this is obviously before Voldemort and all that shit happened.
So they're going like almost Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah, so this is before pretty much anything we know from the books. But the books also has a lot of history in them as well of, like, events past before what we see. So it'd be cool to see some of that stuff too. I like... It sounds fucking cool, man. I'm not a diehard Harry Potter fan, but I watched all the movies, I read all the books, you know. I'm a fan. And to picture, like, exploring Hogwarts at my own will, like sneaking out at night and going to the like crossing the school grounds to go into the forest, like I get goosebumps, man. Like it's so cool. And I like how you can pick your house as well. Like you're not
wait. My house would you be
Ravenclaw?
Ooh, Hufflepuff.
We're not mainstream.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing.
I'm going to be Gryffindor. I'm going to be a bag. I'm going to be Slytherin.
Well, Mike, like, why'd you pick yours?
It sounds cool. Like Ravenclaw. It's like all dark and edgy.
Yeah, no, I did.
Hufflepuff are like the pot blazers and shit.
Yeah, like, yeah, well, I did like one of those scenes. Of, yeah, apparently they're like, so it's like
super. Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure I did a old Facebook thing. It's like, you'd be a Ravenclaw. It's like, okay. I'll be a Ravenclaw,
for me, I was like Hufflepuff. All right, sweet. Because like I don't want to be Gryffindor. I'm not brave and shit. And plus, I fuck that.
And I'm not a dick, like that much of a dick to be in Slytherin either.
But there's also
Slytherin gets a bad rap.
Side note: I watched a video the other day on that Scream Prism channel about why Slytherin isn't that bad. And like there are some incredible people that would be on there, like Sherlock Holmes would be on there, and like all those other people that would fit that criteria of being Slytherin.
It's
great
channel,
fucking great channel.
Is that that's one that did Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
So. It seems like it is kind of Skyrim in Harry Potter. Like, create your own character, choose your house, and then...
I'm thinking, like, what I'm wanting to get out of it, yeah, that open world, like an open RPG in that sense, but I want senses of bully in terms of the school, and you have to go to classes, and you can...
Yeah. You've got your timetable. Like, you know, if you want to level up your magic, you have to pick defense. You have to go to
potions.
If you want to level potions, you got to go to potions class and do your potion stuff.
Yeah.
If you want to play Quidditch, you got to do Quidditch training after school. Like, you know.
So, like, I want it to be a little bit of bully in that sense, to have that sort of... that story. Because, like, if he's, what, in his fifth year, that would make him about 16. In terms of the ages that you would be at in Harry Potter. And then I also would love some Persona in there as well. Because what does it fit better? Persona is the idea of go to school during the day, do real fucked up shit at night.
Yeah.
Like, that's perfect for this.
Yeah. And just, like, picturing, like, going to Diagon Alley and, you know, go to the shop, get all my...
Get all my
potion needs. You know, I want a new wand, so I'll go to... Is it, what's the wand shop's name?
Ollivander's.
Ollivander's. I go to Ollivander's and I'll pick a new wand. And, you know, because I'm Ravenclaw, I can only pick from this tree of wands because they're attuned to, with fucking dragon piss to Ravenclaw, you know? Seeing Hagrid's hut. Hagrid wouldn't be
there. No, he wouldn't be there.
But there will be characters, I think, because Dumbledore's said to be like a couple hundred years old or some shit. So you maybe see young Dumbledore? Maybe it'd be a school with Dumbledore.
Maybe.
Just in passing.
It would be very cool to not have anyone that you know as well.
I think so. I think they'll have to bring in a few. Just because I'm, like I said, I'm pretty sure Dumbledore is like 200 and something years old.
Mm.
So it would make sense for him to be alive in the 1800s. Same, I think. Point. Don't hold me to that, but I'm pretty sure. But yeah, just the thoughts of essentially playing Skyrim in Hogwarts is really tantalizing.
Like there's other parts that make me really happy. In the same vein of like Final Fantasy X, right?
Mm.
Now, you know, you've got all this shit going on, but you can go play Blitzball.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping this is.
Like, I want to play Quidditch.
You do all this and you're on Playground Quidditch.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, and maybe there's like, I know this is probably very unlikely and we're getting way too deep here, but wouldn't it be amazing? Like, the whole idea is that you got all this, but you're actually going to become, you know, go play the fucking Quidditch World Cup and shit.
Yeah, like it's a tournament. Yeah. And like, you know, if you fall, then you're out and you can't play Quidditch for the rest of the season because your team lost. But you can go all the way to the finals with like in the stadium with all the people and the fireworks, and then the Death Eaters come down and fuck you up. It'd be interesting to see how they go with like enemies and stuff. Because isn't Fantastic Beasts set before?
Yeah.
I haven't watched any of those. Have you watched them?
I've been meaning to. I haven't yet.
Yeah.
Not for a particular reason. But yeah, no, it is set prior.
I would love some form of like, it's kind of risky, like not a Destiny world, but like a world that
like
can
a shared make, world, you mean?
Shared world that can maybe have three or four, probably four players in it at a time, and you don't have to like do shit together. It's like, you know, I'm gonna go play Quidditch, and your friend can be like, oh, I need to go like study potions, and you just kind of like pass them all like, hey man, what's up, you know, and then you go to your own house rooms and all that, you know, just have a few friends. Like, just in the world with you. And maybe there is some stuff that's like, you know, you need two people to, you know, if you're going to go into the forest, you need a raid group of four because the forest is fucking tough.
My heart is literally fluttering.
Yeah, like, you know, if you're going to do the, like, there's your single player story, but then there's also, like, you know, hard mode, which, you know, you need some friends with. And just like, hey, man, do you want to, like, go do this? It's like, oh, yeah, just let me finish up my dark arts session and I'll come and join you at fucking Hogsmeade and we'll go do some fun stuff.
See, like, oh, that sounds almost too rad.
I know.
But at the same, but in the same point, it's like all games are heading towards the shared world experience. So ideally this is where you'd want to go.
I think Harry Potter, it wouldn't be a shoehorned in thing in Harry Potter. I think it'd be like, it should probably be there.
I think it would actually be better. I think it would flesh out the school. Yeah.
And especially like Harry Potter being the IP that it is, how many more people could it bring to games?
Mm.
Because like my sister isn't a gamer, but she fucking loves Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So I'm sure she'd want to play this and, you know, to get so many more people into it. And yeah, just the thoughts of exploring the castle and, you know, finding all these hit, because Hogwarts is fucking massive. You can make a whole game in there because there's all these chambers and all that. Like, maybe you find the Chamber of Secrets before it's fucked up, you know?
And that's one of the big powers of magic as a trope is you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Mm.
Like, you know, they'd be like, well, the building is this big. I'm like, yeah, but there's the room for requirement. We can make whatever we want.
Yeah.
Like, there is all these different things for them to have that creative scope to do literally whatever the fuck they want.
Maybe once every year, do the Triwizard Cup. Did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire?
Oh,
like, yes, I fucking did. Like the cutscene of like you walking up there and like a house is behind you and you're like, put your name in there.
But I just...
Representing Ravenclaw.
Joshua.
Your character. It's like...
Man.
James isn't a fan by the
sound. No, he's not too sorry. Like, but it is one of those things. I'm just, my brain's just going a thousand miles.
But you
got to
keep
hour.
It in check though, because what might actually come out might not be kind of what we're.
So okay, well, so we've gushed extensively. What do you think about realistically? How do you think this is going to go down?
I think it'll be a little bit janky. It's hard to say without knowing who's making it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if it is Rocksteady, their games aren't really janky. They're pretty fucking tight.
Mm.
But whereas Avalanche, like Disney, whether it's, you know, the guys that did Mad Max, Just Cause, or Disney Infinity, whoever it might be, their games are kind of janky. Like they're not really, you know, tight.
But with Rocksteady though, Rocksteady make an incredible single player game.
They do.
I don't think yet they've made a multiplayer game, and
I don't think this would be multiplayer as a selling point.
No, no, but I mean, like, that's the way that might be indicative of what we're going to get.
I think that would be remiss to not put in some form of multiplayer.
Mm.
And even if it's like, do you want to play Quidditch again? Like, your Quidditch team versus my Quidditch team.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. I've done the World Cup. I've done like 3 rounds of training.
Stitch, win.
Yeah, just dumping on you. It's hard to say without knowing who is developing it, but I think it will be a very fun experience regardless. I'd love for it to be the game. I know the Skyrim references keep coming up, but it's like, I'm just going to play this game and then kind of go, fuck, it's 3 a.m. I need to go to bed, but I'll just do this one more thing because I'm just, you know, kind of lost in this world.
Like, we have known that something has been in the works for a while because I remember reporting at the radio, like the announcement of Portkey Games when Warner Brothers created the Harry Potter division. Like, that's 3 years ago.
Are they the ones that made that shitty mobile game, though?
It's under the same branch. Like, as in, no. The whole idea...
the Harry Potter mobile game is fucking garbage.
Yeah.
Like, it's the worst microtransaction thing you could ever see.
But I mean, like, it's under the same branch of Portkey Games. Okay. Like, it's not... Portkey Games wasn't a studio. It was more of a brand.
Right.
So we know this, that we know that they have had reasonably long-term plans for Harry Potter. Mm. Whether it be Rocksteady, whether it be Avalanche, it be some other fucking person. Who knows? What I've seen in that trailer, it fills me with an astounding level of happiness.
From the trailer, you can tell, even if it is a new studio, they're not rookies. Just from what you can gather from the visuals, you can tell that they're not. You know, it's not baby's first video game. People know what the fuck
they're
doing.
There is some good polish there, and there is some good character design in there, and there's good what appears to be some good level design. My hopes are high, but I do think that whatever we get, it may not meet a lot of people's expectations.
I'm just picturing like the title screen with the dun, 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 dun. It's like Harry Potter. And the blah, 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 you know, select your character.
Like, I imagine it's not going to be called Harry Potter.
No, probably not.
Might just be called Hogwarts or something along those lines, because Harry Potter wouldn't be born yet.
True. That's interesting. But Harry Potter is the brand recognition as a whole.
But Hogwarts itself is pretty well known.
True.
What if it was just called, like the book, Hogwarts a History, you know? But that, like, the Hogwarts history gives them the ability to, like, have different generations.
Yeah, but you also got to think, in the game, like the Weasleys are a long-time wizarding family. That's so true. You're not going to see the Weasleys we know, but there might be a kid in your class with like great-great-granddad Weasley sitting over there. Like, there are a lot of recognizable names in the wizarding world, and yeah, you're not going to see the characters you know, but their families, the heritage has been in Hogwarts for hundreds of years. So I think there'll be a lot of cool, like, you know.
And, like, I also wonder whether they would have been in contact with J.K. Rowling, sort of.
I think that happened. She's very protective of the Harry Potter IP.
Speaking of Harry Potter, like, I know we've been about Harry the whole time. So before we came in here, I was looking at the week's worth of news, and, like, there was an ad for The Cursed Child. I'm like, fuck yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, it's in 2 sessions. We're going to have to see it on a weekend. There are no weekend tickets until August of next year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that was even a thing. Anyway.
Me too.
So, what is it based off?
It's about Harry's children. Oh. One of his sons after the Harry Potter books. I still want to see it.
I'll see it.
I'll wait till August. It's so fucking far away.
But it's kind of like, you know, those 7 movies are...
Yeah.
That's it.
Like, it's in a book. Like, they published the script as a book, so you could read that if you wanted to. But
yeah, maybe.
I
don't have much more to say about it, really.
Me either.
I'm really excited.
Hopes are high. Yeah. I want to see what it is.
Hopes are high. Expectations are middling.
Hopes high. But thankfully, we've been doing this long enough to kind of control our expectations a little bit, so we should know what it is. But what do you think, people that are watching this at home? What do you want to see in a Harry Potter RPG? And most importantly, what house are you going to be in? Let us know in those comments below or on Facebooks and the social medias. I'm sure we'll do some posts come Monday. Let us know where you will align. But we have no idea when this game's coming out, Josh. It could be next week. It could be fucking months away. But here's a list of games that we know that are coming this week in a section we call Coming to the Players. we straight up just read the drop.
Having said that, because this footage got leaked, that may force their hand into putting a statement or something.
Yeah, at least announcement trailer or something.
Call of Duty Black Ops 4, PS4 digital and retail, out on the 12th, which is Thursday. Later in the week. Black Ops is back, featuring gritty, grounded, fluid multiplayer combat, the biggest zombies offering ever, with three full undead adventures at launch, and Blackout, where Black Ops comes to life in one massive battle royale experience. Disgaea 1 Complete, PS4 digital and retail, Evasion, PSVR digital, The Exorcist Legion VR, episodes 4 and 5.
Oh.
Where's 1, 2, and 3? PSVR digital, Home Sweet Home PSVR digital, Mark of the Ninja Remastered PS4 digital, My Memory of Us PS4 digital. That looks like a sad game. Space Hulk Tactics PS4 digital and retail, Super Blackjack Battle 2 Turbo The Card Warriors PS4 digital. Fuck me. And WWE 2K19, which I think I read last week.
Yes, it was
physical last week. Digital this week?
On Friday, the deluxe edition dropped, which, you know, if you paid the $150, you get it early. So the real version, the retail version, comes out on Tuesday.
That's poop. Call of Duty is like the
pick. Yeah, so Call of Duty and WWE. I'm keen to jump into both, but I did also. We do have Assassin's Creed coming.
Isn't Odyssey already out?
Yeah, like so. There were Ubi are sending us a physical copy. So it's probably lost in the post. That's fine. It happens. So Black Ops. Do the best I can to jump on that one. Have spoken to Activision after our blackout hands on earlier in the month. Last month. I am concerned that Call of Duty Black Ops, as we said, but may be something I spend with like a month in, and then I'm like, eh.
I know that's what I'll do. That's why I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah, but I do also kind of play it.
I know I'll enjoy it for a few weeks and then just never want to touch it again.
Yeah.
So it's not worth $80.
Having it be solely multiplayer now does change my stance on that one.
Not really. When's the last time you played through a COD campaign?
Yeah, no, but like it's less incentivizing for me. Because like the single player is, I'm like, yeah, I'll give a single player a bell.
But let's say the single player takes you 7 or 8 hours.
Yeah.
You'd put more time than that into what it's been replaced by, I'd imagine. So therefore, it should be worth more.
True.
From that perspective. That PlayStation conversation happened on a Monday morning at 9 a.m. Australian Standard Time on YouTube and 8 a.m. on iTunes and other podcast services. If you'd like to be a part of future conversations, please join us on Facebook, join us on Discord, comment below. If you're feeling generous, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thepopculturist. Head over there, check out the tiers. There might be something there that interests you.
And if you do support Pop Culture on Patreon, you can watch us record this live, normally every Saturday morning, just like Paul has in the screen to my left. But yeah, you'll get your own exclusive link where you can come and join us and join in the conversation about whatever the fuck we happen to be talking about that week. We are on Twitch at twitch.tv/popculturist. Oh, and we have merch, popculturist.com/shop. We can buy shirts like this one that's in there, and a bunch of other assorted crap like phone cases and stuff with all our logos and brands on them.
Yeah.
But until next week, I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Saunders.
And that was for the players.